Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs. That's Green Onions. You know that song? 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Peter Meyer's our guest. Meyer Group, GRP, MeyerGroup.com is one website, and also Creating and Dominating New Markets.com, right, Peter?
Yes.
And that's the title of one of his books. The other one is Warp Speed Growth. I encourage you to check it out. One of the several books that Peter has written. It just happened to be the two I have in front of me. Peter, thanks again for staying with us and helping us to discuss the concept of acting and taking action and believing in yourself. And one of the things, though, that you talk about is sometimes you need to react. What do you mean by that?
Jim, thank you. I think the way to look at this is that we have the ability to do both. We're born with ability, and we constantly use the ability to do both act or react. And most of the day, we're going to react. People are going to ask us things. Customers are going to say, I want this new tire to be green, not black. I'm tired of black tires. Mm-hmm. And you don't ignore the customer asking for green tires. You react to that request. You respond to that request. Employees will say, I need a day off, and you respond and react to that. What I'm going to say, I'm going to suggest there's a way to really dramatically improve how our business runs in one step along this line, and that is not to stop reacting, but to act 10% more every day. Make the choice moment by moment to say, I'm going to act a little more. I'm going to act on this one. I'm going to act on that one. If we increase our acting by 10%, then reacting will drop a little bit, of course. But more importantly, that 10% of choosing to act will be enough to jumpstart our business one more step.
So if I'm, we'll but if I'm asking, if part of my actions are to ask questions, to seek answers, and we get those answers, if we then respond to those answers, isn't that reacting? Isn't that the good side of reacting?
Where there is no good or bad about reacting. It's simply a choice you make. And let's follow that thought for a second. If you ask a customer a question and they respond, and then they ask you a question and you go back and forth, if the customer in the middle of all that says, "I want my truck tires green," do you need to stop and buy him or her green tires? Or maybe you ask a couple more questions to find out what's really behind that need or expressed mm-hmm. need, and you do something else. Just because a customer says, I want something, doesn't mean we do it. What happens is we say, let me figure out what's really going on here and give something of even higher value. When you choose to deliver more value, you're becoming a person of accomplishment, as Da Vinci said. That is acting.
Mm-hmm. So when a customer, if someone gives you a request, don't just give it to them. Ask them, find out why they're asking this question, why they're making that request.
Oftentimes, that's exactly the right thing to do. Not just customers, your suppliers, your employees, everybody along the way. If you understand why they're making the request from their point of view, you can act at a higher level of value to both you and to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Choosing to act 10% more will dramatically improve your business.
So tell us what that would look like, acting 10% more. What does that mean?
All day long, I get people asking me for things. I get input from various places, from economic or social situations. And I choose to roll with it or go with it. When I'm driving, to give a specific example, I get a constant set of inputs from drivers and the road and mm-hmm. the weather.
Mm-hmm.
When I choose to act is when I say, I'm going to go this direction. I'm going to go up this side of the road to get that direction. I'm going to choose how I get to where I'm going. And that overall choice is going to drive me to is going to cause me to say, I am looking to go here faster and there slower. I'm acting based on my overall choice, which is to be at my appointment on time. Not mm-hmm. early, not late, on time. I act and react all the time I'm driving. Constantly choose to act or react. When I choose to act a bit more, my drive is smooth.
So when you're saying act 10% more, you're saying be a little more in charge of your day. Be a little more on top of how your world is, the way Da Vinci talked about earlier, right?
Exactly. Be more of a person of accomplishment.
Yeah.
Go out and happen to things just a little bit more.
I like that.
Not dramatically.
Say that again. Say that quote again quickly. I want to hear it one more time.
It had long since come to my attention that people of accomplishment rarely sat back and let things happen to them. They went out and happened to things.
That's from Leonardo da Vinci. We believe, and it was said by our good friend Peter Myers, as just as accomplished an individual. Peter, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.